What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday the 6th of July. Hope you're well. Had a big, bad, banging weekend and woke up with a massive hangover yesterday and today. If you did it right, you'd have an hangover still today. You'd have rang in, told your boss you're not coming in, you're going to work from home, and then sat in front of the TV and watched Holmes Under the Hammer and... what's that program where they go looking for the heir when people have died, and the hire hunters, whenever you just get a knock at the door and saying, oh, a long lost uncle that you didn't even know about has left you £50,000 in a will. I was going to say in a wig then. He might have left it in a wig tucked behind a box with a note with your name on, 50 grand with a little wig to come with it. A free wig, but you can only spend the money whilst you're wearing the wig. That's the rules. It's like Wigster's Millions, you know, instead of Brewster's Millions. Anyway, yeah, so did you wake up with a big hangover? Because it was the big day when all the pubs opened, everyone was going crazy. You had two camps. You had the, oh, can't wait to go to the pub. Everybody's fucking can't wait. The first one. Everyone's putting their fucking videos on Facebook. The first sip of their first pint. They forget that they've been drinking all for the past 3 months in the house anyway. So everyone's like, you know, all excited because they're paying triple the price of what they've been paying for the past 3 months to sit in the Wetherspoons or whatever. Anyway, but the pubs were packed. The streets were packed. No social distancing. It was a COVID virus's wet dream, jumping around like that film with Denzel Washington in, where he did the oh, for fuck's sake, get your words out, Wayne, is possessed. And the guy passes between people by just touching them. He touches the hand on your shoulder and he passes from person to person to person. The archangel. Anyway, not quite, but that's how the virus gets around, isn't it? So, yeah, so it was crazy. I didn't even go. I bigged myself up. I said, I can't wait on Friday. I can't wait for tomorrow. I'm going to have a fucking massive one. Going to get lively. Going to get pissed. Going to have a good time. You know what? I didn't do fuck all. I stayed in. I worked. I worked. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do fuck all. I worked. I earned money. I earned some money and I got busy on stuff that needed to be done. Boring as fuck it was. Absolutely boring as fuck. I regretted it come about 9:30 when I had no plans. It was too late to try and make plans. So I just carried on with what I was doing. Oh, I was like a bear with a sore ass. I was sucking my thumb and everything when I went to bed. Like a baby that had cried his eyes out. Anyway, never mind. There's always next weekend. There's every day now. The pubs are open. I can go tomorrow. But I think people were saying, why the fuck have they done it on a Saturday? Because everybody wants to go out on a Saturday. But they just do it on a Monday and do it gradually so people could, like, you know, the pubs could get used to what's going to go on. But instead, they were just bombarded. The hairdressers were open as well. Everyone was out having the mullets cut off. That's a shame. I might even leave mine a little bit longer. I might have a bit of a trim, but I'm quite liking. I'm trying to, longest I've ever grew my hair, and it doesn't even look that bad. I wait till I get a big long ponytail down to the back of my ass, like fucking a big ZZ Top. That's when people start saying, "Come on, Wayne, you got to fucking have a word with yourself." Short, like the mullet thing, short on the side, short on the top, but really long. Fair hair all the way down to the back of my backside. Oh, with a really small pair of 1970s gym shorts and a string vest. That's me for next Saturday night. Well, not for next Saturday night. I'd have to grow my hair a little bit longer, but that's an outfit for the future. Rod Stewart, it's a picture of Rod Stewart here having his locks done in Mayfair. Mayfair, that's like got to be 300 quid. It says it's 300 quid to get his hair highlighted post lockdown cut. He's got all the silver foil in, you know, the silver foil that the women have when you go in the fucking, you know, when you go in to have your hair cut in a woman's hairdressers, or predominantly woman, unisex. If there's anybody in the chairs with all that silver foil when they're colouring their hair, They're in there for hours. It's an women and Rod Stewart spend hours in the hairdressers waiting for that to do its thing before they've got to put themselves out because they've got to look beautiful. And looking beautiful, I'm not saying Rod Stewart looks beautiful, I'm talking about the women. Women looking beautiful is a woman's thing. And good, and so they should, because have pride. Apart from the ones on the council estate that are doing it with fucking what's it called, lemon juice and what else did they use? Bleach under the counter, Domestos, pouring that all over their head, and then fucking sitting in front of the TV, and then when they take it off, they've just got like a bright yellow canary, you know them canaries with a hair, the canary birds with a hair. That's what they look like, with a fucking a blonde wig on the top. They call them the canaries. When they're off to the Canaries, they do that, and then they go off to the Canaries on holiday, off to Tenerife. And it becomes a big canary fight over there, because they're all pissed and they're all fighting each other. Anyway, each to their own. They're good looking to somebody, that's for sure. They always hook up with somebody when they're away, 100%, even if they've left the family at home. Anyway, I'm kidding. Come on, let's not stereotype people off my council estate. They might be listening to this. They might be going, hang on, that fucking way. When I see him, I'm going to fucking smash him with these sovereigns on this hand and with these tattoos on this hand. I'm going to punch his fucking lights out. Right. Where am I going? There's a picture in the paper of Naomi Campbell nude on the tube in London. In America. Is it the tube? What do they call it? The New York subway, not the tube. Same deal, haven't it? But she's on there nude. But she's the only one there. So unfortunately, nobody got to admire the what's it called? The photo shoot, should I say? Because obviously she's not going to be just walking down there naked. If there's people there, she's a complete germaphobe. There's a picture next to it with a picture of her when she was on the catching a plane. And she's got a full-on white bodysuit. You know, like, when the COVID thing first kicked off in China and all the people was all dressed in the white suits with the masks and the goggles and fucking everything on. She's got all that just to catch a plane by herself. That's... I reckon she'd wear that even if there wasn't any COVID. She'd just do that because, oh, people, scummy little people near me. Mrs. Rich supermodel. No, thank you. I don't want you near me. Can you hand sanitise your whole body before you come up and say anything to me, please? That's what she'd be like. But she's on the subway nude anyway. And very good photos as well, if I might say so. She's a feisty lady as well. I imagine if you were trying to catch a peek, even though she's fucking naked, and you're like, you know, you cannot be blamed for looking in the direction of somebody who's naked on the subway, because it's just out of, it's not right, is it? It's just unusual. But I reckon she'd come over and give you a right fucking mouthful. What are you looking at? What the fuck you think? Who the fuck do you think you're looking at? Look the other way, you pleb. You're not worthy. Anyway, Kanye West, somebody else who's not worthy. Well, saying that, it's a fucking shit fight in America, ain't it, for the presidency? I think Kanye West might as well throw his hat in the ring. And so might as well Pee Wee Herman and what's he called? Who else? Cheech and Chong, they can throw their hat in the ring to become the president of the United States, I'm talking about. If Donald Trump can get there, anybody can. Although he's like, you know, he's got the gift of the gab, hasn't he? But Kanye West is going, he's open to, but I don't think he's going to, is he going to get anywhere? I doubt it. It's just, after he's had a few like mental outbursts recently, at first he was becoming very, very religious and very all about God. And then he went into a mental institution, didn't he? Now he's come out, he's going to go for the presidency. So, but like I said, anybody could go. I'd like to see Arnie go. I reckon Arnie could do it. He did it for... I thought he was fucking mental. that everybody voted Arnold Schwarzenegger as the governor of California. But I actually quite like him. I think he's, when I watch some of these inspirational videos of Arnie on the YouTube and stuff, I've seen, he's quite, you know, he was a hard worker. He fucking went from next to nothing in Austria, skinny little kid. He just said, I'm going to be the biggest bodybuilder or the best bodybuilder in the world. He just thought he had a hero, one bodybuilder that was doing exactly that at the time. And he said, that's what I'm going to do. But to go from a skinny Austrian kid to all the way to what he did, and he worked hard for it, so why not? Anything could happen. I guess that's America for you. Anything could literally happen. But it wouldn't be fucking, it'd be very strange to see Kanye West there. He'd be like rapping, he'd be trying to do a rap to get over to Kim Jong-un or whatever. And like, there'd be like a photo, Zoom photo of both their heads bobbing as they're doing like a sort of rap battle. Anyway, why not? It's a fucking farce anyway, so we might as well have some more fun with it. What's it called? A bid to convert a Chinese restaurant into a sex club near a police station and ancient Roman remains has been refused. The Solo Summer sex entertainment venue had been given permission. A sports. Why the fuck is convert a Chinese restaurant into a sex club? What they should have done is just kept it as a Chinese restaurant and just had sex there as well. You could do both, couldn't you? You could just like have your Chinese food, and then who's to say it isn't your fault that everybody just got frisky after food? You can just say this food is aphrodisiac. I'll tell you what, they ate the chow mein. Next thing you know, they were like, you know, banging all over the table. It become like, you know, signature dish, chicken chow bang, or whatever the fuck. You know, when the chow mein on the noodles, and they both sucked. They end up on two people on each end like that until they come close. Your wife and my wife. That's what it would get like. So I think they should have kept it. They could have they could have had pole dancers tucking prawn crackers into the underwear. Have like write dollar signs on the prawn crackers and tuck them into the underwear. There could have been all sorts. There could have been. I'm trying to think of Chinese food that could be sexual. What about? Dick sum. That's a shit one. I can't think of Chinese food now, haven't it? Not for fucking ages. Bollocks, can't think of any. You get it, you think of some. Tits. Chinese bollocks. What's it? Chop suey. What's that one? Chop suey, forget it. I failed to create any more Chinese porn names. Maybe you can think of some. I'll think of some as soon as I fucking finish this podcast. Chop suey, that's got to be one. That's a John Wayne Bobbitt one, isn't it? Chop suey. He didn't get the Chinese food. He got what he deserved, according to his wife. I doubt it. No bloke deserves to have his penis chopped off by any woman. I don't care what he's done. Anyway, he got himself in a porn film after it, so it wasn't all doom and gloom. Ancient penguins that once waddled around the US and Japan were 6 foot 6 inches tall. That's big penguins. What happened? I bet they killed them all. I bet they were 37 million years ago. They've got to have been killed. Humans must have killed them. Unless that was the Ice Age. Maybe they were good for... penguins weren't around the dinosaur times, were they? That's later. So it's a shame we don't get things like that. But wouldn't it be ace to have dinosaurs around now? Having big, fucking massive dinosaurs that you've got to run from every time you've got to go to the shop. We got it easy. Well, not in some countries, haven't got it easy. I was going to say, we got it easy here when you just walk to the shop and you haven't got to be, like, on guard. But that's not true, because many people have got to be on guard walking to the shops because they're in rough neighbourhoods, or many people have got to be on guard because they live in Syria and fucking American bombs are coming down on you hard, and Russian. So not everybody's got it easy, but I'm just saying, wouldn't it be fucking good to have, like, you know, seeing a T-Rex over there and you got to fucking sprint across. You had to get the paper. You really want... I have to, because I have to get the papers, otherwise I wouldn't be able to do my podcast. So I'd have to sprint with a Tyrannosaurus Rex chasing me, trying to bite me, or trying to, you know, like on the old black and white films where it just grabs you by the foot, throws you up in the air, and then catches you again in his mouth, and then bites you in half, and the top half of you falls down onto the floor. That was that King Kong when that was happening, wasn't it? And King Kong, that'd be good. King Kong was my favourite film as a kid. One of them, anyway. That was one of the first... Apart from E.T., that was one of the first films that I cried at when King Kong died. It's a real tearjerker. The one with Jeff Goldblum... the one with... what's it called? Jeff Bridges in. Absolutely brilliant. What's it called? An exotic tree frog has found its way over to the UK in a bunch of bananas. Stowaway. Unfortunately, he's not be able to go home. They're not going to send him back, are they? So he's been found and he's been sent to Frog World or wherever, one of those kind of places. That's a shame. He's all alone. Lost his family. Or he must have just got, like, attracted to the bananas. How big is a tree frog? 5,000 miles away from Colombia. Usually it's cocaine coming across in the bananas from Colombia. It's a shame that it was a tree frog to some, but somebody's probably like rubbing his hands as they like open the thing. Where's the coke? Oh, bollocks, I picked up the wrong one. This one's got a tree frog in it. Next thing you know, the tree frog squirts poison in his eye out of its back. But he gets high off that anyway, because aren't frogs and toads in the Amazon and in South America, they get you funky, don't they? They get you high. I'd like to try that. I'd like to try that peyote one, the one that they used in, they were taking in Young Guns and that, weren't they? But the Indians and that, or the Amazon tribes, what they take. It'd be good to try it. Surreal as well in those surroundings with the tribes people around you. It'd be very hard to have a bad trip. If you was freaking out and having a bad trip, you know, they would be like laughing their head off at you. You've got to do it with your mates. So you can all have a bad trip together. You can't just do it with a fucking crazy Amazonian tribe. You can, but that just fucking ramps up the pressure. What was I going to say? Postie's last one then. Is this the last one? Yeah, the last one. Postie's, post office, what do they call Postie's? Postmen, I mean, suffered 2,500 dog attacks last year. 2,500 and they phoned in sick. That's a brilliant excuse for as a postman, if you got a dog, got to train it to bite you, because that gives you a week off work. As soon as you get bit by a dog, you say, I got bit by a dog, and the dog, I think, was with the COVID family, so I don't trust it, so I'm going to take a week or two off. I'm going to work from home, which is pretty much doing fuck all, because you can't post letters from home unless you're sending them out again. Post them. But if you got a dog, perfect excuse, you just get away with it. But that's a pisser, isn't it, as a postman, because I bet some people train their dogs to go after you for a laugh, especially the ones with the big dogs. They're usually like, they're owned by fucking big, what's it called, violent dogs, are usually owned by violent people, so they can't fucking wait to see the dog bite your ass and chase you over the back, over the fence. So you're jumping up at the fence and the dog's ripped. You know, like in the cartoons where the dog rips a big chunk out of the back end off your trousers, and you've got your bare ass showing as you fall over the other side. That's what they want. It's all fun while they're sitting in. They're like the ones on the dole, sitting in their house on with smoking a big spliff, and that is just like comedy to them. Right, I think I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. My ramblings for today. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. So hopefully I've said it again. I was going to say, yes, I'm going to do another one tomorrow. I've lost my gift of the gab at the end there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow, I meant to say. See you later. Bye.